Hello and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. Today I have Bruce Williams from the Howard City Area Chamber of Commerce with me. And today we're going to talk about a chamber's perspective in the community right after this.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast. I'm Dwayne, the host and producer, and today I've got Bruce Williams, as I said in the intro, and we're going to be talking about the Chamber of Commerce here in Howard City. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me back. What?
It's nice that there's some good things happening.
Indeed.
And, you know, the Chamber is now, what year did we, start this?
We're into our third year.
So that was.
Technically, I'd say we're into our fourth year, but yeah.
2023. Okay.
And yeah.
So some good things happening.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Small town chamber, helping the community, being out there, being vocal, being a part of the community. And we're going to talk a lot today about a perception a chamber has. And, you know, we can go down that rabbit hole. And I think every chamber in America has this perception. And you and I had been talking about it. And I remember back when the Panhandle Area Chamber, we had the same, you know, thing. I've been a member of different chambers. I sometimes think these same thoughts. So let's kind of go down that a little bit. What do you think, or as the president of the chamber, what does the community in some way, shape, or form think that the chamber is?
Well, I really don't know for certain what they think it is, because we get that kind of perspective. We'll get to customers or people, mm-hmm. and that'll say, well, I don't need a chamber because I do my own marketing. And so their perception is that they're thinking that the chamber is a marketing firm. And that's not what a chamber actually is. And so we kind of dive into that. What does a small town chamber of commerce do? How do we help the community? What is our purpose in the community? And so that perception is kind of, we have to work on it all the time, and it evolves as we go.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. A business's marketing department is about that business.
Yes.
The chamber's marketing perception is about community.
You know,
and community in the Howard City is Howard City and surrounding area.
Yes. When you're a business and you're marketing to a customer base.
Mm-hmm.
You're reaching that customer, and you want your message to reach that customer base. The Chamber of Commerce is more about marketing a community. And so the entire community is part of what the Chamber of Commerce is trying to get the goodwill out about the community to, you know, bring that community's things that it does, all of those little parts of the community, that awareness to the public at large. So when you say, what is the Chamber of Commerce's customer base? It's kind of like everybody that's interested in that community and
right.
what's happening in that community.
And the businesses in the community
are absolutely
part of that customer base.
They are.
You know, you shared a story with me that kind of puts the nail on the head, hammer on the head. The chamber is a goodwill ambassador.
Yes.
For the community. And the chamber takes phone calls.
And I
know that you shared with me a phone call that you had recently from a person not even in our state. Could you share that with me?
Yes, I received a phone call from a person in Texas who wanted to know about the Howard City area because they had their grandchildren were moving up here, and they wanted to know what they could expect. What was the community like? What were the businesses? What were the churches? Where were they? And so they were looking
probably
at that.
What was the school system like? One of the main topics.
Yeah, we never got into whether they were adult or children, right. But he wanted to know what was here that his grandchildren would be. And so they didn't call the village, they called the Chamber of Commerce to try to get that information.
So how does the Chamber of Commerce work in a community? By having members in the community that support the chamber so that when you get a call like that, you can be a referral service. Because the chambers refer their members.
Yes. And when you look at it that way, the community at all, everything that's in there, our members bring us their information that they want shared to the world. And at the same time, we're also trying to gather the information from the community, realizing the reality is your members are providing the Chamber of Commerce the means to be able to put that information together and share it with the world at large. And so... Yeah.
So, by having that, we all have these shared, these shared experiences. And, when you get that phone call, it's kind of cool.
Well, you at in the past...
Oh.
Worked as the president of the chamber of a different chamber.
Yeah, way back in the early 2000s, 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, we had the Panhandle Area Chamber here.
And so you've been there.
We received a number of calls. And one of the calls at that time that we kept getting call after call after call. Matter of fact, I thought the chamber was the marketing department for Burley Park.
I've understood that.
And Burley Park was not a member of the chamber at the time. Yet, I'm not going to turn them down because Burley Park brings in a lot of people.
Right.
But I did reach out to Burley Park. They did end up joining at the time. Because it was important that they know how many calls we got. And I mean, and that is getting back to what does a chamber do. I also know because, I know that when the chamber started in 23,
all right.
You reached out to me because I had been part of the other chamber. My wife forbid me to be, and we've shared that story before.
Uh-huh.
But one thing that I've noticed that you've done, and I really appreciate this fact, is that your board sits on other councils. And that is something that I don't think a lot of the chamber members know. What was your thought behind putting your board on other councils? Why did you come up with that?
Well, we looked at and we tried to figure out a lot of small town chamber commerces fail. And we were trying to say why and what was the reason for their failure. And so we tried to put a mechanism in place. And when we first started leading up to starting this Chamber of Commerce, we noticed that there were people that were saying, well, we need a Chamber of Commerce to go up against the village, or we need a Chamber of Commerce to go up against zoning.
And not really up against.
Well, that's what they were looking at us as to be a voice to speak for them against other governing agencies. And we're like, that's not what a Chamber of Commerce does. And so part of our thing was, if we're part of these different boards, like the village council, sitting in on their meetings, being part of the DDA, being part of the Parks and Recs, then we know what's going on in those different entities, and we can also bring a voice from the members to those different entities, to those
like
different boards.
Having a seat at the table.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Having a seat there so that our members' information is brought to those different boards in a manner that, as you said, is a perfect way of saying it, provides a seat at the table.
Yeah. And by doing that, you're able to get it back out through your socials. You know,
yes.
And you can know firsthand if there's any, you know, construction projects or anything that's coming to the area that, you know, the community needs to know. I know that these different councils have their means, but why not have the chamber? So membership to a chamber is more than just, you know, okay, getting your name and your business out there. You're also a referral. You also can provide that information, you know, to people. You know, so, and that's a great thing.
The being that connective part when we're talking about growing a community, and that's where I look at it, is the Chamber of Commerce is an integral part of growing that community, furthering the information about the community, but at the same time, being active in how do we help it? How do we get that message out? The expression, and I heard somebody, a wiser person, say this, and it was a good one, so I'm borrowing it. I'm stealing it.
Okay.
It's that invisible return on investment, the invisible ROI.
Right.
A member says, why should I invest in the Chamber of Commerce? I need to spend my money elsewhere, especially in a small community. When you're a business small community, you have to be prudent with your monies and where you have a fiduciary. And so when we look at that, and where am I going to put my money in? Am I going to give it to the Chamber of Commerce? Well, then you're back to that invisible ROI.
Yeah.
You know, what's a Chamber of Commerce going to do?
Like what we just said, you're sitting on these committees. You can bring information. You are also a referral.
Exactly.
And because you have this knowledge and you're referring customers, you know, that's an important part.
You are a
part.
Goodwill ambassador for the area.
Yes.
And we've had it happen more than once. I can give you a couple other quick examples. We've had people say, I'm coming down on the trail from Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
What restaurants are there in Howard City? Because we're going to stop.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling them about restaurants, even though restaurants who were not members of the Chamber of Commerce, but they're still restaurants in Howard City.
Yeah. Just like my Burley Park.
Exactly. Just like Burley Park. I'm not going to deny them.
Yeah. It's important.
It's the same way I've had people stop in the office. They were looking at moving to this area and wanted to know what realtors are here. And it's the same way. We have realtors as a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to give that information.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M106.3 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
Mm-hmm. But we have to promote our members first because that's why they pay for their seat at the table.
Exactly. Chamber of Commerce is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And your members are providing the funding for the Chamber of Commerce to be able to do what it does, to get that message out there. And so you have to be responsible to your members.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you're not serving them.
There's one thing that since the last time that you were on, and if we talked about it then, my memory is crap, which we'll just say it is. Something that I've been impressed with what you guys are doing is that you also network with other chambers.
Yes. Yes.
Because you are going outside of our county line, we don't have fences, and a good example of that, and I think that, are you still working with, is it the Nuevo?
Yes, we're working with the Nuevo Chamber of Commerce. We're working with the other one down by Grant, and when we look at, are we in a bubble?
No, we're not.
And when, well, in some regards, we kind of are.
We are.
We're Howard City Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have our little bubble, our little sphere of influence. But then there's the Nuevo, the Chamber of Commerce. They have their little sphere of influence. Then you get to Grant, you get to Cedar Springs. Everybody has their bubble, but we're all bubbles in the same pond.
Well, you got Sand Lake, you've got Greenville, you've got Truefitt, you know,
right.
They all have. And, you know, I know where you're coming from, because Discover.com is having the same struggle, because Discover.com is Montcalm County. However, I've done a little switch. We're going to be starting to put out chatting local segments within.
Okay.
Because we don't have fences.
Right.
And there are people here do business.
How do we get out of our bubble? How do we get that
message? And there's
message
business over out there, over there. You know, if you can't tell, I'm pointing north, south, east, and west. I'm landing the plane. I'm landing the plane, which I do more often than I want. But you're right. It's networking with people from outside the area.
Right.
To do what? Strengthen your community here at home.
The more you can get your message out there, the farther you can reach within your area, the more people are interested in what you've got going on in here. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be your own best kept secret, because we want to grow.
Yeah. And I know you and I have been talking, and we've got something in play, and I won't let it out yet, because, you know, you don't want to let the cat out of the bag until it's actually happening. True. But just like everything else, we run into chamber, in this case, small town chambers particularly, are run by volunteers.
Absolutely.
That are also running their businesses. So we're reaching out and looking for help to help us in certain areas, and hopefully we can come up with a solution for
that. It goes kind of that back to that perception of what is the perception of a Chamber of Commerce. And everybody perceives correctly that Chamber of Commerce is a business, and a business has employees. Well, what makes a Chamber of Commerce different, especially a small town Chamber of Commerce, is these are not paid employees. They're all volunteers. They're all volunteers that have their own life, their own businesses they work in. They are employees at some other business, and they have families, but they're volunteering their time to try to help strengthen the community's message, to help bring awareness to the community through the Chamber of Commerce. And so when you talk about the Chamber of Commerce as a business, remembering it's an all-volunteer staff.
Yeah. But it's...
who have lives.
Yeah. And even chambers that have paid staff cannot succeed without their volunteers.
True. Absolutely.
I mean, it is a question, problem, solution across the board. You've been here since 2023. Your vision was to bring it, and you're here. It's moving. If you could dust off a crystal ball, is there something that the world, according to Bruce...
That's a dangerous place.
I know. But is there something that that you would like to see happening in the next 5 years that is a personal maybe goal of yours that you would feel comfortable sharing? If not, we can move on to another question.
I really would. I would like to arrive at, and I'm not sure exactly how to form this into words, I'd like to arrive at a good perception with the community of how a Chamber of Commerce can work for them. and at the same time arrive at and what the expectations of members in the community have the chamber. When you look at it, and we'll go back just for a second, mm-hmm. when a business, a member, I'm talking to them, they say, well, I don't need a marketing because I do social media, I do advertising, I do all that myself. I don't need to market. And I'm looking back at them and I say, okay, what is your expectation of what a chamber does?
It comes down to communication. Coming off from the 5-year big picture, let's go back from 2023 when you got a bunch of people in a room and said, hey, I'm thinking of starting this. Is it a good idea? From that point to now, we are recording this in April of 2026. Is there a success story that you went, this is why?
Well, we have people that are working, and I take my hat off to them. I give them 100% of the credit because it's not me doing this, but they've succeeded in putting together the Business Expo here for the Howard City area. And last year we had a really good Business Expo. This year it's even better. It's more phenomenal. There's more businesses coming to it, more members coming to it. We have people from Grand Rapids that are coming up here to the Howard City Business Expo as businesses. And I'm like, that is cool. When we're attracting companies coming up from Grand Rapids to little old Howard City to the business.
And the key is getting those people to join the chamber.
Well, we'd like to.
Because it's Howard City area chamber and surrounding area.
Right. Getting them to join. But I'm just thrilled that they heard about our business expo and said, hey, we want to go there.
Yes.
And then we've got food trucks that are going to be. And so the whole business expo is a success. It's growing. And the people that are putting that together, I'm just a small part. I'm getting to sit on the outside watching in and say, wow, I'm impressed with what they're doing. And here we have this third annual business expo. It's growing. It's becoming something. You would hope that as it goes, there can be a day when we look back upon it and say, you know, that was something.
Yeah. Bruce, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and talk about the perception of a chamber. Yes, we talked about it in the Howard City area. Is there any closing thing that you'd like to leave us with before I wrap it up today?
It is where community connects. That's our main mission, and that's when we look at it. Is how do we connect with the people that want to know about this community? And same, how do we connect with the people that have that question? What can the chamber do for me?
Yeah, and it's the never-ending question that every chamber has across America. I mean, it is one of those things. So, Bruce, thank you again. You can catch up with the Discover Montcalm podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart. Google Discover Montcalm podcast. You're going to find us.
And thank you for letting me come here to voice
I'm
a little bit.
Always happy to have you on and talk about community, because that's kind of what the podcast is about, is about community. So anytime you have something, by all means, come on and let us know. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-2-5-0-9-6-2-4.